Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno outlined at a City Hall news conference Wednesday what he called an action plan for spending more than $13 million to build new housing, repair streets and sidewalks, remove blight, construct a new school, and refurbish a park in neighborhoods devastated by the worst tornado Massachusetts has experienced in a half century.
I will continue to fight for every dime that is due to the city of Springfield and its people.
Earlier this year, Springfield was declared eligible for a total of $21.9 million in Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Funds. A second plan for $9 million will be announced later this year. The plan, which will be submitted next week to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, allocates more than $5 million to street and sidewalk projects. Roughly $2 million would go toward developing single-family housing and repairing multifamily apartment buildings. $3.7 million goes for the construction of the new Brookings Elementary School. That project got underway earlier this summer. $536,000 would be used to refurbish Nathanville Park. In addition to construction projects, there would be a $500,000 loan fund established to assist small businesses. Sarno stressed the projects in the action plan were drawn largely from the Rebuild Springfield Master Tornado Recovery Plan, which was published 6 months after the tornado and was the product of considerable public input.
You know, many times plans get done and they get shelved. This thing gets shelved. 3,000 individuals were involved in the Rebuild Springfield plan.
Jim Bartlett, who lives in the tornado-damaged Maple High Six Corners neighborhood, praised the plan.
We are excited. You know, we've worked for a couple of years, like I say, on this, and to be able to go and see it to come to this stage, that's, as far as we're concerned, that's 90%, the way there. And, at least we know what's going to happen because we've heard promises before.
Peter Gagliardi, executive director of the nonprofit HAP Housing, has been advising Mayor Sarno on tornado recovery efforts.
What I find really striking is building off Central Street as a key corridor. It's a street that I think for a long time has been forgotten, and it goes through the heart of this Maple High Six Corners neighborhood, and this is going to bring that area back to life.
Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal also welcomed the city's plans for spending the federal funds.
It is really ambitious, and it's going to call for everybody to, in chorus and in unison, to say that we're going to go forward with this pretty bold plan.
There is a 7-day public comment period on the plan before it is submitted to HUD for a review process that can take up to 45 days. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.